AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Federal investigators will now begin the work of trying to find out why that Amtrak train derailed in Philadelphia, killing six people and injuring more than 140, some of them critically. Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter says there is a big curve in the terrain there, but it's too early to say if that had anything to do with the train jumping the tracks.
There is a curve. We have no idea what kind of speed we're talking about, what else happened out there, and I'm not going to speculate on it.
Daniel Wetrin was on that train.
I walked off as if, like, I was in a movie. There's people standing around. There's people with bloodied faces. There's people with, like, chairs, tables mangled about in the compartment. The power cables all buckled down as you step off the train.
Train 188, a Northeast Regional, on the way from Washington to New York with 238 passengers and five crew members when it derailed in Philadelphia. Still no sign of a missing U.S. Marine Corps helicopter in Nepal. Our national security correspondent, Sagar Magani.
The Huey went missing yesterday while delivering earthquake relief supplies. The Pentagon says four Ospreys have been searching the area between where the chopper took off and where it was heading, while Nepalese forces have been scouring the rugged mountain terrain. But the U.S. Pacific Command says so far there have been no sightings. Officials here said yesterday they remain hopeful the helicopter with six Marines and two Nepalese soldiers did not crash, but instead may have landed in an area where it's unable to send out a beacon or radio signals. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The Vatican is officially recognizing Palestine as a state. This recognition comes in a new treaty with what the document calls the State of Palestine. Boston bomber Johar Tsarnaev back in court this morning. The jury is going to begin today deciding whether he should be executed. This is AP Radio News. Road trip. Gas prices are going to stay low for the summer driving season, say the experts, except for one big exception. Here's our Warren Levinson.
The recent rise in prices notwithstanding, the Energy Department says Americans can expect to pay less for gasoline than they have in six summers, in 49 states at least. The department predicted the national average price will be $2.55 a gallon for the period from April to September. That's the lowest since 2009. The exception is California, where the average will be $3.73. A refinery explosion in February has reduced California's gasoline supplies, and the state has special fuel requirements that make it hard to buy gasoline produced elsewhere. Warren Levinson, New York.
4-year-old Peyton Tran was sitting in his mom's parked car in a Stockton, California driveway. As she stepped out briefly to talk to some family members, a guy jumped in and carjacked the car with him in it. The vehicle takes off. Little Peyton forces open the door and jumps out. He's fine. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.